You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Kind of interesting that Chris was in here talking about gift exchange the other day, family gift exchange. And then we got this note from a guy. His name is Ben, and he gave us his last initial L. So if you know a Ben L, if he works in your office, it could be this guy who's writing to us. He wrote, "Guys, we've been asked to do a gift exchange at our office again this year, and I want to know if you feel the same way about this tradition as I do. We're told we have a $20 limit, which is okay with me. I know some people don't make much money, and $20 is a lot for them. But I think it's okay as long as everyone buys something that's actually worth the money. And here's what I mean. A $20 gift card to a grocery store, for example, would really just cancel out the money that you have to spend because you'd make it up when you go shopping."
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? If somebody gets you a $20 gift card to King Soopers or Safeway or whatever, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, okay, nice. I'm going to use that. He writes, "But I always seem to get something like a household trinket or a fancy calendar or a figurine that means nothing to me.
Yuck.
So I get someone a useful, practical $20 gift and they get me something that will just end up at Goodwill. What do you think about making rules for a company gift exchange? My first rule would be," and then he put this in all caps, "not everyone likes the same figurines that you do."
Precious moments.
Oh,
yuck.
He writes, kids. "Could you use the power of your show to create gift exchange rules? Thank you." And that is Ben L.
Oh, I want to mouth kiss him right now.
I'm picking up what he's putting down.
Listen, the timing is perfect. We were told that we are doing another. I'm confused about the one here at Wilkes Broadcast.
I think we all are.
Because, first of all, it's always been one of those white elephant deals here. But then they put a dollar limit, and then they talked about exchanging names, and then they I'm a little confused. However, I will say, even with the white elephant, a lot of people don't understand how that works.
Those should be strictly joke gifts, right? White elephant?
Yes,
right.
Or something from your house that you've had that you're never going to use again.
Right.
No, because
in a lot of white elephants
amount.
I've been to, I know.
Right, but you can
that's
judge
why I'm
roughly.
That's why I'm confused, because white elephant is traditionally...
This should just be two different words, like goofy or serious. Like serious $25 gifts, nice gifts, gift cards, whatever, nice things, versus they should say silly gifts. Things that we're going to pass around and laugh at
right.
and have fun.
Here's the other thing, too. And this happened to me last year because of these two fatal words. I got stuck with such a crap gift up to. Our last year, if you remember, it was you can spend up to $20.
So I could spend five.
I spent $20 on the gift that I had to get for my Secret Santa. However, the person that got me a gift, she took the up to, and she doesn't work
$5.
Here anymore, so I can say it. And she just said, oh, okay, well, then I'm not going to spend anything, and I'm going to get a whole bunch of crap CDs from 1987 in the production office.
Emily's been complaining about this for 364 days.
I mean, it's that's true.
Well,
the flaw with this is that you take 50 people in an office, there's 50 ways of approaching this.
Right.
So one person could get, honestly, a nice $20 bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
And then the person next to them could walk out of that party with someone's used socks. And I'm not exaggerating because that has happened here before.
Yeah.
Somebody got used socks
right.
as a gift while the person next to them had this $20, like a La Crema Pinot Noir or something. And you think, something's
just
not
breeds
right
anger.
With
brings
this.
Anger in the workplace.
And it's weird, too. Like, between the three of us, we'll do, like, a $25 gift exchange. But I'll get Jeremy a gift card for $25 to, you know, get Kohl's. And then he'll get me a $25 gift card to Sephora. And so, essentially, we're just exchanging money.
You're canceling out.
I know, yes. Yeah. It's crap. It's stupid.
It's weird.
I'm not so sure that Ben L., who's listening right now, I'm not so sure that the best answer, and this is going to pay me as a Scrooge, and I'm not a Scrooge, but gift exchanges at offices seem to be fraught with causing anger. Maybe they just don't do that anymore.
And that's
maybe
what I'm lobbying,
maybe the
man.
Company says, we're going to cater a lunch for everyone.
Yes.
And the company will just buy everyone a nice lunch and some eggnog and mm-hmm. stuff like
we'll
that.
Have festive music
everybody
on.
Everybody will make merry, and there's no angst involved with gift exchange.
Otherwise, it's forced merriment, right, which I've harped on for years. Yes. It's forced freaking merriment.
Mandatory day of fun.
Mandatory right. merriment.
And here, if they buy us lunch, then that means they can't use all the leftover liquor from the party.
That's all right.
The
we'll drink
party.
Liquor. We'll, yes, we'll have liquor and show up.
Hi, Stacey. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys.
So what's the word?
I think teachers have it figured out. I'm a teacher, and my mom's a teacher. And whenever we do gift exchanges, you have to fill out, like, a little paper about yourself. And so you say, like, yes, I do like Starbucks, or I like blue pens and the Broncos. So then that way you get those gifts. You can't get stuff that you don't want.
Did you say blue pens?
Yeah, teachers like pens.
Okay.
Like the thing.
Yeah. All right.
Huh.
But, good like, that way you don't get just total crap that you don't want. You get what you do want.
Little survey.
It's like a little registry.
It's kind of funny if you think about it, though, that you're filling out a form. It's almost like you're ordering at a restaurant. I would
Which is fine. You want to get what you want.
Wouldn't it
just
be easier if I walked up and handed you a $20 bill? It's a Merry
It'd
Christmas.
It'd be easier for you, but it's not as fun.
Right.
Oh,
can
I'm
I
sure
put on my
it.
Registry, I like cash?
Yeah, cash money.
Sure.
You said
I'm
something
sure
interesting there, Stacey. You said it's not as much fun, but if someone did come up and give you a $20 bill, you'd probably be ecstatic,
yeah, you'd be
wouldn't
like,
you?
That's great.
You could give me $20 to Starbucks. I said I like Starbucks. I don't know. I think
you could still go to Starbucks. I mean, what's the difference between giving you a $20 Starbucks
because
card and $20?
In the spirit of a gift exchange and wrapping something.
I can wrap the $20.
But I maintain that we have lost the spirit of the gift exchange when people are filling out forms saying this is what,
this
I,
is
want.
What I want. Blue
Why
pens.
We write letters to Santa. Why not write
I
letters
know.
To
HR?
I'm not knocking it in general. I'm just saying that you've lost the spirit of it, so you can't argue for the spirit when you have eliminated the spirit by filling out a form.
No, you're allowed to help the spirit.
You're goosing the spirit, essentially, right?
I think, too, it's a way to get to know people. Like, if you maybe don't know someone across the building and, like,
well,
get
now,
them as a person.
That's a really
that's
good
a whole
point.
Nother story.
I never knew you liked blue pens.
That's a good point, Stacey.
Now you're buying crap for people you don't even know.
Listen, you have a great day, and thanks for your work with kids, okay?
Thanks, you
Bye.
Too.
Bye. Take care. All right.
Forced merriment.
That's interesting. Here's Jen. Hello, Jen.
Good morning. How are you?
We're all great. What do you say about this?
So my family did this a couple of years ago, and we're actually doing it in the office this year. It's a white elephant, but everybody's required to buy a $25 gift card to their favorite restaurant. And we'll white elephant them. But that way you could get a gift certificate or gift card to a different restaurant that you probably never tried before or thought of trying.
I like this a lot.
That's
See?
A really cool
That's
idea.
That's really good.
Hooters for everyone.
Yeah, until I come in with like Red Robin or something.
Now, I guess the only possible drawback is if, just for instance, you're in an office where you live in Castle Rock and the person who bought you the certificate lives, say, in Brighton, and their favorite restaurant is just one location up there by them.
Right.
So you'd have a gift certificate to something that's 40
it's a
miles
date
away.
Night, I guess.
Maybe you could trade with
Or if you give it Del Frisco's and you get back an Olive Garden. You know, it's kind of like that, too.
What are you saying about the Olive Garden, Sherry?
You know what I'm saying.
That is the superior card.
Great breadsticks.
Jen, I like your idea. Thank you for sharing that.
You bet. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Bye, Jen. Bye, Jen.
That's a good idea. I like that
I
one.
I think
that's
it's good. Great. Yeah.
Here's Tara. Hi, Tara. What do you think?
Good morning. So my office, instead of giving gifts to each other, we took the money we would have spent to sponsor a child in need, like through that Christmas crusade for kids or
right.
a gift, whatever.
There's your spirit
program.
Right there. Yes. That's the Christmas spirit.
Right. Or, you know, you take the money that everyone would spend on a gift and you give it to, like, Habitat for Humanity or something
exactly,
like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I like that idea.
I like that idea a lot.
Yeah,
right,
it
well,
really
yeah.
works, and we all feel good when we do it, and we don't all need anything new. So
right. I love that idea.
It's the best
Thank
one.
You, Tara. We appreciate your call.
You're welcome. Happy Thanksgiving.
You as well. Too. It's kind of like when we just did our charity marathon on Friday, mm-hmm. and we raised something like $750,000 in 7 hours for the food bank. And one of the messages that we try to get across to people is when you make a donation, you feel good. And we had people who called and made not only a donation, they called back like 2 hours later, and they made another one. It's because it does. It feels good to give.
The gift that keeps on giving.
So I like that. Here's Deborah. Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the show.
Hello. So I work in an office where last year our gift exchange was so out of control. Our administrator sent out a very long email saying that if you don't want to participate, then take your name out of the pot. And she set up guidelines for week one, which starts next week. You can only spend $1. And week two, you can only spend like $2. And by the end, your maximum gift is $5. Because last year... I got a photocopy from a magazine, which is fine. The guy's hot, but whatever. But the
wait. So a guy took a magazine.
And he took a picture of someone in the magazine and gave it to me.
Okay.
What a horrible.
So oh, my God.
So you do then, 5 weeks worth of gifts is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Too much work.
To give a gift once a week. And like someone else got a really expensive bottle of tequila. And I work with mostly all women. There's only like two guys that work here. So it's very catty. And it got ridiculous. That's why she put out the memo and she was like, if you don't want to participate, then take your name out. And that's this funny. Is the guideline. It's crazy.
You got a photocopy? That's
funny. Who's a hot guy, Em? Who's the guy?
It's actually. Hold on.
Your phone's
It's
sucked.
Chris Hemsworth.
It's who?
It's Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, Chris Hemsworth. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay, you know.
Thor.
Hey, you could go on Google and look at that. I know. A color right? version of that right now.
Hey, we're back to the spirit of giving, though, right?
Yes, right. So I did not complain about my gifts. I really didn't because, you know.
We'll complain for you.
Yeah, but everybody else in here, oh, my God, they were complaining about their secret elves, and she had to lay the snack down and was like, all right, here's our new rule.
Yeah, listen, your phone's cutting out us. Thank you for being on the show, and thank you for your comments on that.
She got a photocopy?
That is ballsy.
Listen, I feel no pity for anyone after some of the gifts I've received from our morning show exchange over the air, and Jeremy will back me up on this.
Some of yours did come out of magazines. Right. It was like a ransom letter.
Liz, our former traffic diva, Liz, made a poster for me with pictures that she cut out of a magazine.
Of what she thought of Dom.
She made a collage and gave me a poster board collage while everyone else was getting like Nordstrom sweaters and gift cards to Sushi Den and all that stuff. And I got a poster collage.
That's totally
you should
something
have seen
I would
his
do,
face. It had FU written all over it.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.